Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 51st episode of our repagination of Finnegan's Wake. And this time, we're going to the bottom of page 146. That's where we're starting. And you'll note that this is the question and answer section, so we're jumping into the middle of the answer to the 10th question. And the 10th question is, what bitters love but yearning, what sour love much but a brief burning, till she that draws doth smoke return? So what bitters love but yearning returns? Okay, so we go over to page 146, and we start, and I will put the first interpretation. We start with the Jill Biden, Doug Emhoff scandal. So it's seven lines from the bottom on page 146, where it says, gracefully yours, move your mouth towards mine, more preciousest, more and more. See? One of them said, hey, kiss me. When they, you see in the video, one of them leans, the guy leans over to Jill or something, or Jill leans to him, can't tell. So there it is. Move your mouth towards, but I'll give Ian the option to translate it differently, but that's what I see. Move your mouth towards mine, more preciousest, more and more, to please me, treasure. Don't be a, I'm not going to, shh, nothing, a cray-cray, somewhere, bye-bye, I'm fly. Here, Pippi, here under the limes, you know big tree are all against gravestone, the hiss-hissinancy, garned and mend. So chip-chirp-chirrup, chiglo, for the lug of Migo, the little pastor, I go you before, so... And you're at my apron stage.
Shy okay, it's a period. It's a period. It's a period. It's a period. We tried to hold that as long as we could. All right. We're setting the stage from the state of the un-ion. That's what you're talking about here. And this is the condition that lays it out to set what the new thing you're fixing to see. It's almost
the right end. You just said it's ion. What's ion?
Un-ion. State of the union.
Oh, state of the un-ion.
Yeah, okay. So it's laying it out here, and now you're fixing to see. In essence, you're going to get the future is being paved, not the past, but the future is being paved. So you'll see how that goes here in just a second. So it's the apron stage. You got to cover up. Cover up. It's the apron stage. Okay, now go ahead.
Well, shy as him, Dovey, or shy as him, Dovey, must forget there's an audience. Look at that. They're saying... Biden's got to forget there's actually someone listening to his nonsense.
And No. Jill's got to forget that she's sticking her tongue down the first gentleman's throat with 33 million people watching it, especially two from MSLSD. They have two people listening to them now.
Yeah, to do her distraction, she had to forget there was an audience. So she'd be brave enough to do it. Okay, or whatever she was, robot... Double. I have been lost, Angel. What?
We did the Karen scream.
I have been lost, Angel. Cuddle, ye devil ye. It's our toot-a-toot. Hear, hear. Sensation. Let them, their whole four courtships. Let them. Big Ball and his Boozers 11 makes 12 territorials. The old thought soul that wants wide streets to commission their nuisance in at the Mitchells versus Nichols. Absolutely.
Whoa. Mitchells, that's an important court case coming. For the SOT is actually the, what do you call that place, the Supreme Court? The old SOT's hole? That's what that is. And there's going to be a big mess, a big problem. And then this has to do with the 11 districts, the Federal Reserve districts, which is a distraction. But those territorials, the 12, there's actually 13, but the 12 comes back into the whole 9 yards. And now you're fixing to see all these anomalies start to fall out where everybody's distracted with everything else. Like that little quiz they had over in Turkey, you know, a little nothing thing. It's just a little nothing
ripple.
Thing. It's a ripple, a little ripple, and a little ripple, that's right, for the spots hole. We're going to have some ripple at the spots hole tonight. That's good, Bob. Now you can carry, you can carry on. Mitchells versus Nichols. You're going to see it just in a minute. Just go ahead.
That's not, The old guy who leads the Republicans. What's his name? Mitchell. Forget his name. You know, Senator Mitchell. Senator something Mitchell. If I get the right name. Malcolm and Mitchell. What is that guy? Anyways,
he's an ugly dude. It's Paula Abdul, Bob.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying the name will be Mitchell in the case?
Don't worry about it. You watch, it's a famous case that's being referenced here from the old Sox hole. Get to the good part. You're getting to the good part. We just had to set the stage so you didn't mess it up. Go ahead.
Ave, salve, aqua vals, and my waiting 20 class birds sitting on their styles. Let me finger their eurythmic tick, and you'll see if I'm self-taught.
Yeah. Let me finger their arithmetic. The numbers don't add up from those 12 positions that have been thoroughly laid out as the grand scheme of a dichotomy. That's what they're talking about. So the class birds don't work. You'll see if Bob's self-thinking.
I think eurythmics came out of Gurdjieff or Steiner, Anthroposophy.
Steiner.
And you'll see if I'm self-thought. They're all of them out to please. Wait! In the name of, and all the holly, and some the missile, and it's St. Eve's hoost. Ahem. There's Ada, Beth, Celia, Delia, Ina, Freca, Gilda, Hilda, Ita, Jess, Kitty, Lou. They make me cough as sure as I read them. Nina, Nippa, Opsy, Pole, Queenie, Ruth, Saucy, Trix, Una, Vela, Wanda, Xenia, Eva, Zuma, Phoebe, and Thelma. And me! The reformatory boys is going in for the church, so we've all come feast like the group suppers and caught lip solution from anti-previdence under penances for mortal sins.
Okay, wait. Okay. Now what this is, these are all the congressional, these are the women of your U.S. House that are complaining. That's the AOC and her crowd of 8 or 12 or 20 or 2 or 1, party of 1, that are complaining about all this stuff. Why are you saying all these problems? There's no problems. They just had a little nothing thing. It wasn't a problem. It wasn't a big deal. We're having all these senatorial hearings. We're having these hearings about hearings about hearings. It's crazy. It's crazy. They had a little lip dysfunction. All right. Okay, it's a little anti-previdence. Okay, it happens. Things happen. Yeah. If they're just mortal sins, I don't know what you're having a fit about, but you're going to have to be bringing the old people from Twitter up here to talk about talking about talking. It's crazy because there's no holly, all the holly. There's no hunter. There's no hunter. There's no missile. There's no brother. There's no Saint Ives where it all went down. There's no all these other problems. And I didn't sleep with Betty, Celia, Delia, Edda, Freda, Gilda, Hilda, Ida, Jessica. Well, Jesse was pretty odd. He was pretty odd. Kathy, Lou, and all of them made me cough because I choked on whatever it is they were shoving down my throat. Oh, Nina, Nippa, Oopsie, Pop, Queenie, Ruth. I was around. There's a video on a laptop that I didn't own, that I didn't turn in, that they said was mine, that I said was mine, that's not mine. But if it was mine, it would be really bad. So it's not mine. So if it was mine that I turned in, that they give to the FBI, which said it was mine, that they didn't know it was mine, that then they put to the Congress and say, that's not mine. Okay, oh, cool. Thank God it wasn't mine. So we got that straight up. But if there was evidence on that, if there was emails implicating the family into something that's called treason, well, we won't be talking about that. We won't be having any of those propensities. So check this out. Go ahead, Bob. You got to get past this part because now we got to get to the Mike Pence thing. This is the best part ever. This is too cool for school. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay. The reformatory boys is going in for the church, so we've all come feast like the group suppers and caught lip solution for mighty previdence under penances for mortal sins. When their bride
uh-oh,
was married.
What does Pence have to do with this? Why did the FBI shut off all his streets and shut his little house down and search him to the highest of heavens for those awful documents that's gonna put Donald Trump in jail? Remember they were gonna put Donald Trump in jail when they raided Mar-a-Lago and shot the help and ate all the foie gras and they took truffles that they said was secret was top secret. The truffles, black truffles. They took black truffles saying that they were top secret. So, you know, it's pretty good. But that truffles are expensive. So it does happen. It's understandable. Go ahead, Bubby.
So you're saying penances is pence?
Yep. For
that's
mortal sins.
For mortal sins.
Under pence.
When the,
he's a sinner.
Right. When their bride was married, all my bells began to ting. A ring, a rose, a ring. Then everyone will hear of it. Whose his wishes is the farther to my thoughts, but I'll plant them a poser for their nomenclature. When they're out with the gainers...
See what's happening? They're planting this on Pence on that side to make sure that he is known. He made a big to-do.
Well, that's just wrong. We have the skiff is where these documents are to stay. There's no consistent, whatever position where you would have something would leave the skiff. And that's very clear. Everybody's aware of that. In all my time and my service for blah, 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 blah. And then he's
caught with his penis in some girl's wife's mouth that's not his wife, who had to be there because he can't go to a dinner without that. And then he wakes up with some penis in his mouth and she don't know what happened. She's not sure what happened, but it's Myrtle Sims. It's Myrtle Sims because that bride was married to somebody else. And it was got ting, ting, ting. Ooh, it's a ring around the story. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't tell nobody quick. It's going to be on TMZ next Tuesday. Go ahead, Bubby.
But I'll plant them a poser for their nomenclature. When they're out with the Daners doing Chaperone Mall, bright pigeons all over the world will fly with my mistletoe message round their love ribbon necks and a crumb of my cake for each chaste diva. We keeps all in sundry papers. Papers, there it is. We keep them all. There's the document.
Right, and then he gets caught in this other lovebird position, even while his wife was the, what do you call it, the one that looks after everybody, the
chaperone.
Chaperone! That's the one. With bright pigeons swirled around. Go ahead.
We keeps all in sundry papers. In the armor light, oh my darling. No, I swear to you, by Fidsborough Church Dome and St. Andre's Undershift, by all I hold secret from my world and in my underworld of nighties and naughties and all the other wonder worlds, close your not must look. Now open, pet, your lips to pet, like I use my sweet parted lips of us with Dan Holland.
See? It's like, no, I'm innocent. I didn't do anything. Close your not must look. You cannot see looking. Don't you look in that basement. Hey, I got a crawl space over here. Don't you look in the crawl space. We're not going to have any classified documents in the crawl space of my house. I'll tell you that. If you find it, you must not look. So you better not find it because there's nothing there. So don't you look.
Now open, pet, your lips to pet, like I use my sweet parted lips of us with Dan Holohan, a facetious memory, taught me after the flannel dance with the proof of love up Smock Alley. The first night he smelled pooter, and I colored beneath my fan.
This may become Rowan and Martin laughing before it's over with, Bob. It's pretty good. It's pretty good, because you know what it applies to with a smelly pooter.
Yeah. Okay, with the proof of love up Smock Alley, the first night he smelled pooter, and I colored beneath my fan, Pepetamia, when you learned me the lingo to melt. Who, wham, would have ears like ours, the black-haired? Do you like that, silencioso? Are you enjoying this same little me, my life, my love? Why do you like my wisping? Is it not divinely delicious? But eat it bow for you? Misi, misi. Tell me till me thrill me comes. Tell me till my thrill me comes.
Ooh. Oh, Lord, it's a raid now, Bob. It's a raid now. We're getting right down to it.
Yeah, I will not break the seal. I am enjoying it still. I swear I am. Why do you prefer it's in these dark nets, if why may I ask my sweetkins? Long ears is flying. No, sweetest, why would that annoy me? But don't. You want to be slapped? Well, slapped for that. Your delighted lips, love, be careful. That's the slap fad that's going on right now. You want to be slapped? Well, slapped for that. Your delighted lips, love, be careful. Mind my dove-taint dress above all. It's Goldie Sylvie, the newest Sex Stones with Prince's Effect. For Rutland Blues got out of fashion. So, my precious. Oh, I can see the cost, Sherry. Don't tell me. Why, the boy in Sheep's Lane knows that. If I sell whose, dears, was I sold here tears? You mean those conversation lozenges? Or lozenges? How awful. The bold shame of me. I wouldn't, chickens, not for all the Juliets in the twinkly way. I could snap them when I see them winking at me in bed. I didn't did so, my intended, or was going to, or thinking of. Shh, don't start like that, you wretch. I thought ye knew all and more, ye Octher, to explicate to ones the significance of their X-system with your new Nivellon lead.
X-system with their new Nivellon lead. The narrative has changed. Now Roseanne Barr is back. Now everything's going back to quote-unquote normal, whatever that normal right. is. Now all this dirty that was not dirty, that wasn't a problem, that is a problem, it's got to be a problem. Why isn't it a problem? Why does only half of America see it as a problem, while the other half see it as like, it's like a rainy day in Texas, and let's see how this all goes. So they're setting the thing that, the brine is about to, poach the meat.
Where do you see Roseanne Barr? Is she actually quite explicit in here?
In there. The Brembrash Damned Old Trutros.
Where was that? Is that it's coming up.
Coming.
Okay.
Sorry, we've done this several times. Sorry for our
and
familiarity.
She just won her lawsuit a day or two ago?
Yeah. They canceled her. They throwed her off of her own show that she paid for. They changed the name of the Roseanne to the Connors. They took it away from her and told her to suck a dick. Get out. So she went to the Hilo, the other side of Bob. And she went over there and she acted like she was stone cold crazy for listening to her ticky tocks to sound like she was suffering from dementia or something. And now she's back and she won $202 million and got her, she's like Job. She got her Connors back. She got her money back. She got her position back. And now she's the star on Fox News. So,
wow.
What you gonna do?
She won 220 million?
Yeah. And wow. She got all the rights back to what they call the Connors, which is actually the Roseanne show.
Okay.
So what they said was, fuck you. And she said, all right, let's fuck. I love it. Let's do this. Come on, let's just do this. That's good.
Do you know how long the trial went, the court case went?
4 years.
Four years. Wow. So that's what you predicted, a total flip that's happening. Pendulum's going back to the other side.
Well, it's happening, and that's what's happening with these, having all these meetings, and everybody's so upset, they're so cross, I go, don't call him a thief, he didn't steal much, he didn't steal that much, don't be calling him a thief, who the hell are you to be calling somebody a thief, okay, well, okay, he stole something, all right, what's that got to do with anything? We're like, come on, man. God damn, get the chickens. Get your chickens right. Count your chickens. And all them Juliets and them Twinkie Ways. Yeah, we got us something for you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I thought you knew all and more, Yachter, to explicate to ones the significance of their X systems with your new Nivellon lead. It's only another queer fish or other in Brinbrew's damned old Frotruous River again. Go the Wishagoss, bless us, and spare her. And give us rest from the basso. Excuse me for swearing, love. I swear to the sorisms on their tons of ewan. I didn't mean
trons.
To by this.
Trons.
Oh, yeah.
Of ewan.
Swear to the sorisms on their trons of ewan. I didn't mean to by this elfin armlet. Did you really never in all our cantilang lives speak close to a girl's before? No. Not even to the chambermaid? How mar fellows? Of course I believe you, my own dear doting lease, when you tell me. As I live to, I love to. What?
Go ahead. We're just giggling like a, of course I believe you because that's what you told me. Of course I believe you because that's what you told me. Of course I do. Why would I not? We didn't want to ruin the punchline, but we almost did.
Of course I believe you, my own dear doing least, when you tell me, as I live to, I'd love to, list. I must wish never that ever, or I can remember, dear streaming faces, you may go through me. Never in all my whole white life of my matchless and pair, or ever for bitter be the fruct of this hour. With my whiteness I thee woo, and bind my silk breasts I thee bound. Always amory, amor and more, till always
okay. Before, the worst thing you could be possible in the entire world is a straight, white, homo sapien. That's the worst thing you could be. If you're a straight, white, homo sapien, you're screwed. You too. You can't have an opinion. You can't say nothing. You can't do nothing. And now all of a sudden, now they're bringing it up. It's like, oh, wait a minute. You mean it's a reverse racism so that we're going back to the flour mill, Patsy? How does that work? So now they're straightening out there. People are going to have to stop apologizing for their whitenesses.
Did you say they're going to start or stop?
Stop having to apologize for being white.
or ever for bitter be the fruct of this hour, with my whiteness I thee woo. He's got the confidence of declaring his whiteness for his proposal for marriage. I thee woo, and bind my silk breast I thee bound. Well, I guess this is a white woman. Always, Amory, amor and more, till always thou lovest. So long as the locksmith laughs. End of answer.
Perfect place to stop, Bob. Perfect place to stop. That's excellent.
That was quite interesting. Okay, so let's bring in the commentary. There should be a lot of commentary. This one was pretty obvious.
And short. Hey, short and sweet and on the point. We had to keep you on your schedule so you didn't get towed out, Bob. Yeah, everybody remembers, Bob's been thrown out a lot nicer places than this.
Yeah.
All participants are now unmuted.
Okay, so you got lots of time to hold forth. Who would like to speak first? Evan wants to say something.
Well, for one, your reading, it is so performative, so spot on, really amazing to witness that. And the thing about whiteness, quite fascinating, Roseanne Barr, she looks like she has been trapped somewhere. Great to see her come out into the sunlight again.
Well, she did Maui.
Evan,
and she lives over in the rainy part, the other side of where I am.
Evan, are you ready to apologize for your? Are you ready to apologize for your whiteness, darling?
I've been apologizing since day one. People just, you know, being a little Oreo, you know.
Yeah. Oh, bless your heart, That's beautiful. That sounds like a thruffle to us.
Brussels sprout.
Okay, go ahead. We digress.
Were you looking at the page? Do you have a copy of Finning's Wake?
Oh man, it was on the shelf. I was following in my mind's eye.
People aren't alive. People aren't allowed to hold the Wake, Bob. That's too sensitive. A lot of people have been hurt over Finnegan's Wake. Not everybody can just have that. Next thing you know, people going to have their own copy of the Bible. Their own copy of the Bible. We're not going to put up with this food. You need to go back and go to the Mass and let them do it in Latin, and they'll tell you what the homily is about. You don't need to be prescribing your own health, wealth, and well-being. It's overstated and it's overrated. You should let it lay. Let it lay. It'll be okay. All right. Back to your points of order.
Did see a picture of Patti Smith knocked out with it on her lap that I tried to send to you, Bob, a while back.
Yeah.
You've probably seen that, right?
Yeah. I followed that back in 74.
Right. Okay, I'm just catching up. But about the Federal Reserve banks, is that because it's going to become...
No, they're not banks. They're districts. That's what's important.
Right.
If they were a bank, we'd be having a different conversation, because they're not Bank of America. They're not Peggy Mellon's, they're not Peggy Mellon's bank. They're not Wells Cargo. Cargo pants from Old Navy. They're not Wells Cargo pants from Old Navy. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What's the significance of those regions?
Let me tell you, Evan. Famous researcher just a couple weeks ago, I saw him saying this. He noticed that the 11 districts for the Federal Reserve were the districts where the biggest riots in 2020 of the Antifa guys burning down, you know, black ghettos or black businesses. It happened in the Federal Reserve districts. All 11 were the biggest riots. So there's the funding for that through the Reserve, Federal Reserve.
Because the system has failed, and so they're having to use any means possible to distract the issue. Because if everybody realized that, it would be not a good day down at the welfare office.
So did somebody fund the Capitol riots too?
Yeah, it's always funded.
That's why all the wrong people are in jail, and all the right people sort of made cash-free bond. You know how it works?
Cashless bail.
Right, and that is even more part of the distraction, right? Because everybody looks at everyone angrily, you know, pointing fingers between.
Especially since they lost the people's house that day. They lost the people's house that day, so there was no people's house to invade.
Okay. Would they have come up against any Pentagon aliens? Did anybody run into an alien during that time on the Hill?
A little bit, but it's more telling when you start running the actual footage of the raid, when they went up
right.
to the magnetically locked doors that were sealed and you couldn't get in them if you was on fire, and they look up to the camera and they point to the door and they look at the camera and they point to the door and then the magnetic locks were let go. They opened the front door and people marched in and stayed within the little railings on the little rug. That's a raid on
Entebbe,
isn't it?
Right. They were saying that there were, of course, there were those mindsets in uniform that did allow some of these guys to come in, for sure. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then the one guy that died of his own volition, and then they said that they killed him or something. We don't really understand that. They kept changing their minds. It's the first autopsy that's ever been performed after the crematorium got through. It's the first one. That gives the story of what's being laid out here. That everything is up is down, over is under, out in, ends out, over out, let's go, can't see, can't know, let's go, you don't know. Stop looking at that. You don't need to see that. Look over here. That's what they're trying to lay out here.
Why are they, the big distraction is, what's the big distraction?
The jig is up.
Is it the alien presence?
Let her speak, Ion. Let her speak.
No, she's going the wrong
no,
way.
No, Evan, can't talk.
No, we're not going to do that. No, they're going the wrong way. So it's over. There's nothing to save. So they have to do anything they can do to keep you entertained, even though through people's crooks and nannies on Twitter. I guess that depends on your Twitter feed, though, doesn't it? Doesn't it? By the way.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what's incredible is these constant balloons, and we're actually in the middle of the alien invasion right now, led by the Pentagon aliens, not the huge one coming. But Ian, is there anything about the UFO invasion in these pages we just read? Anywhere
there
in
is.
There?
It lays out the whole thing. The answer to the question is make a distraction. The question that you present, that you're answering, is make a distraction. And that's what they're doing, hand over fist.
So where's the sentence that shows the alien part, maybe? I don't know if you would use those words.
As I'd live to, I'd love to, this I must with, I can't say. never ever I can remember deer streaming faces, you may go through me.
Huh?
Never in all my whole white life have any of these matches a pair. The bitter and fraught hour of woe that I wooed.
Yeah, that's an odd encounter. That's an odd, odd encounter being described.
Yeah. And I slept with everybody, but not even the chambermaid noticed. There's some Marfellas. There was a few Marfellas. There was some Marfellas in there, but don't talk about that. We're going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that in the broom closet, where the brooms are stored, in the broom closet. We'll take care of that. And there might have been a Kenland, but I don't know. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about those girls before. We're not going to deal with that, okay? And then Trons of Ewing.
Oh,
that's the Ukrainian distraction. The Trons of Ewing. You're going to see that coming.
The Trons. Okay. You were saying, Evan?
I was wondering if any of the classified documents from anyone that had them had to do with aliens. Or do they...
This is going on Facebook. So, we're going to do a special raging farewell adieu party on Tuesday. We'll do that on Tuesday.
That'd be good. Yeah,
because the name of the show is going to be What Y'all Should Tune In. It's going to feature the last great erection of J.R. Bob Dahl.
So, Evan, and we know what the documents are that they're looking for.
Got it.
Yeah.
Not that they're looking for, that they want to re-secure.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
is in those documents? No. Y'all missing this. And what's in those documents that it's not safe to remain in the skiff? There's a reason they have a skiff. What are these documents that are so salacious that they're not safe in the skiff?
What's a skiff? What's a skiff?
Skiff with the F, fuck, skiff.
Yeah, what is
a skiff? It's where they store classified documents. So people have the clearance and go into that room and look at it and see it. They have to leave it there. You can't go out in your socks. You can't put it in your panty drawers. You can't go put them in your house. You can't go store them in your Corvette garage. You can't do all that. That's been in there since 1973, and now they just now missed. Pretty good.
The documents had to be hidden somewhere else, Evan.
So are these guys aligned? Is this a coordinated thing? Or are these people that, like, you know, are little thieves and are like, ooh, you know what, Pence took that, Biden has this, I'm going to go and take that. Or are they all like, look, you take this.
Yeah,
you
they divvied up the responsibility.
You know, it's kind of like when you go to the wedding and everybody's there, and then when everybody's leaving, everybody starts making the go plates with the leftovers. Kind of like that. They took too much. And they took
doggy bags.
Yeah.
Who had the most highly, most sensitive document? Who got the creme de la creme?
We can't say that. That would give away too much.
Just say all of them. We're answering. We can't be surreptitious, Bob. We have to say all of them. That's fine.
Do any of these documents point to a particular nation state on the planet?
Yep.
In 30 minutes, that will be a non sequitur, darling.
Well. Okay. And does anybody else? Is there an equivalency in this information in some of these other nation states? Do they have documents as profound?
Not since Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
No.
What? Oh, really? Okay. That's interesting. And what Alexander, let's see, it's kind of late, but
Hamilton. Not that late, it's almost 7 o'clock. It's almost 7 o'clock. Isn't what you're talking about.
Well, I was, yeah, right. We should go out dancing right now. It's perfect time.
You better know it. Now you gotta go. Gotta go to the Waffle House and get some scattered, smothered, covered, top, peppered, and chunked hash browns. That's what you need. It'll make you right with God.
Yeah, we have a great place, Norm's. Yeah, Bob, we went to Norm's. Yeah, Norm's out here. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Spent all night there? Is that the place we sit there to spend all night?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. What portion
Bob,
of Alan...
Carolyn gets mad. Carolyn gets mad when you talk like that. We know she's in bed, but she shouldn't be talking like that. That's pretty
bad. But she was there. She was there all night.
Well, that's even worse. Now you're implicating her into this little spotty affair.
Come to think of it, I don't know if she was there, but do you remember her being there?
Now he's changing the story.
I think she was visiting Pam, or she was crashed, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And you drove me wildly through the streets of the airport early in the morning. Remember that?
I was a very calm driver, and everything else around us was wild,
you were in control.
Bob is just naturally nervous when the lesbians are driving. Yeah. He's just naturally nervous.
Yeah.
You know,
so unnatural.
And then, driving Carolyn, getting that flat tire, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
Random.
That happened
later. Hey! Yeah. Carolyn Dean probably jumped out of the car and changed the damn thing. He probably jumped out and changed it while y'all were talking shop. Y'all were talking shop. She's like, hold that lug nut. Just move it over here. Okay, this is the way. I got my obsidian knife. I can cut it away. We got this.
She didn't even need a jack. She didn't even need a jack.
Okay, go back. What? Everybody else is going to jump in. You're running out of time.
Who else has something to say? Or is this about Finnegan's Wake? Okay, I had one last question then, if it's Finnegan's Wake, and then I hope I get to ask you a question. Alexander Hamilton, what portion of his writing dovetails into this top secret information?
The most important writing he did.
Okay, very good.
Don't say it.
We'd have to kill you, Evan, so we're not going to go any further.
No. It got Alexander Hamilton killed, so it's pretty good.
Okay, who else has something to say about what you see in this?
Bob, what you heard, you thought. I have a question. It says here, X systems with your new Nivellum lead or lead. Does that have to do with the exoskeleton and the lead, somehow radiation? We're going to be taking it in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's another queer fish story. Yep, that's right. Very good.
All right.
That's the next line. It's only another queer fish or another brim bow damned old Trotter's River again. Yeah, same thing. So you're right. Bless her and spare her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hang on. That's top of page 148, Bob. It says, I will not break the seal. I'd like to know which seal that is that has not yet been broken, Iron.
The seventh seal holds for this moment, but it's been breached.
It has been breached?
It's not broken, but it's been breached.
Been breached, but not broken.
The lamb is about to open the scroll of judgment.
Is that what it says?
And I'm enjoying it still.
Yeah.
I swear, I am. I prefer these darkness. Leave it be. Leave the splitty kids alone. Shut up. Quit talking that, you long-eared ass flying around here. Don't do all that. Calm down. Do you annoy me? Why do you annoy me? Don't do that. Don't do it. I'll slap the shit out of you. I will slap the shit. I will slap you to death. That's what I will do. After that, I don't care. And I'll slap the shit out of you. Don't you do it. The new sex tones and your princess effect. Oh, Lord God, this is ridiculous. So, they're trying to say it is a distracting distraction. That's the way to say it? Yes, that's the way to say it. Excellent. That was a good catch.
Good.
Okay. Where's Chad? Where's Bert? Madeline got
Bert Ryan.
Hey, Ion. Seven lines up.
from on page 147. Do we know who Dan Holohan is?
Yes.
Can you disclose? Who nope. Dan Holohan? No?
Not yet. The grand jury hasn't given a true bill yet, but they will.
Okay. And then at the bottom, three lines up, it says, Wo-Wan would have like have ears like ours, the black haired.
Yeah. What's your question?
What is the black haired reference?
That's the description of the true bill that's coming from the grand jury, that we would probably have a invocation of justice were we to continue.
Yeah, Roseanne, she dyed her hair white. Roseanne
yeah,
Byrd.
Blonde.
Trying to have be white haired. Blonde haired.
Blonde.
Yeah. Okay.
So what are the black haired? What did they say?
And got, got a little tuck. She got a little tuck too, which is real good. Mm. Looks nice. We've got it together.
So, Bert, what did the black haired refer to?
I answered something that's coming from the, grand jury.
Oh, okay. This is trial.
It's Mark
Alley.
No, it's not a trial yet. The grand jury decides that there's going to be a trial.
Right.
So if they say there's no, if it's silent, silencio, then you're not going to ever know. But if you do know, it's going to go back a little star and make a little note, Bertrand. You can ask about that a little later. Of who it applies to.
Yeah.
But it's coming. See, here's one of those things that's very interesting. Here we go. The wake knows. The wake is telling you. But y'all don't know what the wake is saying yet. But it's already done. You just don't have the information yet. See the rub?
Yeah. Okay, Ian. The old sotsoul that wants wide streets to commission their noisance. You talked about, an hour ago about the Great Commission. It's coming.
Yes. Correct.
So there's a reference to it.
Correct.
In the important Supreme Court sentence.
Hmm.
Yep, it's coming. They're on it. They're doing 380 right now, but nobody's supposed to know that. You're not supposed to know that.
What are 380s?
Mm.
Don't worry about it. If you don't know, Bob. If Bob and as all the great TikTokers would subscribe, including Roseanne Barr. Bob, if you know, you know. If you know, you know.
So, who's next?
It's like what we say to Evan Reyes. If you're a lesbian, enjoy it. If you're a lesbian, enjoy it. If you're not a lesbian, you don't have to enjoy it. But if you're a lesbian, you should enjoy being a lesbian. Seems only reasonable.
Come on, who's next?
Lines down. You mean those conversation lozenges? What are the conversation lozenges?
The things that are bald-faced lies that make you, that soothe your throat. So when you tell the throat you have a sore throat because you're just lying straight out, like bald-faced lying, and it's like, well, so that soothes it off. It's a little menthol. It's a little mentholatum to ease the pain of the lies that come from your,
the bold shame of me.
Throat.
Yeah, the bold shame of me.
The bold shame of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now they turn around and they call things and they go, oh, it's just a half lie. Come on now. What's wrong with a half lie? Half lie's not that bad. Shit, I saw worse than that. I mean, I don't even know what a garbage disposal is, but I've got one. How efficient is that for me? I'm good. I'm gonna pick up some shifts down at Happy's Bar. I'm a senator. I'm a representative of the United States. I'm gonna pick up some shifts at Happy's Bar so I can cover the float.
Okay, next interpreter. Come on, who's there?
All right. In the line that says it's only another queer fish in or other in Bryn Brower's damned old treacherous river. So Bryn Brower is Brian Brown that unified Ireland after someone else's rule. So is it saying that the queer fish will be in the new viceroy's rule?
No, no, yes, well, that's obvious, but it's, no, it's talking about the details of the fallout of the Hunter Biden's Bib Bab Bum Brothers Problems Beach Biden Biden Bun, all that stuff of Biden 202, all that goes into it. It all fits like that. It's awesome. Because they can't get out of it, so they're not going to go with it, so they're just going to ignore it. They're going to say, ah, and then Joey B, that's what we're going to call him, Joey B, gets on this, oh, don't nobody care about Hunter Biden's thing. Ain't nobody care about that. It's just a little money. They don't know. It's just ridiculous. It's just a little money. Nobody cares about that. Ain't nothing going on here. At least it's not Taj Mahal. At least it's not Trump Atlantic City thing. At least it's not that. Well, it's not that. Although I did make money off that, so never mind.
And that would make sense, because then in the next line it goes into Trons, which you said is the Ukrainians.
Yeah. One, and that's, they impeached Trump over that one call. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sad.
Next.
Yeah, middle of 146. Bull Shotters and Sour Damn Maplers with their medical associations all over the place. Obviously, there's a lot of medical assassinations going on right now, aren't there? Who's Bull Shotter and Sour Damn Mapler?
Great. COVID stuff.
That's the family who... No, no. That's the family, the Sadler family, who made opiate.
That's right. Carolyn knew them. Yeah, the Sadler. Yeah.
Like buttermilk. You know, Dale Evans' his horse, buttermilk. You remember buttermilk, Bob.
Yep. So, yeah, with their medical assassinations, associations all over the place. But hold hard till I've got my latchkey vote, and I'll teach them when to wear what woman colors.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what mRNA means to you in your future. I'll let you know. You just be real still. You be real still till we have a news flash. We'll let you know how it's going to work out. And get your goddamn booster! Get your booster! They got a new campaign. Do you remember the I'll Have Another Nutter Butter Peanut Butter Sandwich Cookie? That's what they're calling the boosters now. It's the Nutter Butters. That's the new Nutter Butter. Get a Nutter Butter! Another butter
peanut
butter
sandwich
cookie. It's all good.
Come on,
it would be more funny. It would be more funny were it not so sad.
Yeah, then they can take part in the bottom of one page 46, the little pastor, or should we say the little Passover.
Right, well, Passover. Passover lamb is coming. Don't you worry about that.
Mm.
That's the electronic opening of the door that I was referring to. The looking up at the ceiling or the next level.
The
mag lock.
The mag locks on the Capitol that allowed them to enter freely in the front door. Okay, Bert, what have you got? You got tick-tock, Bert, tick-tock, what you got?
one quick, Ian. Oh, one moment. Hey, Ian, the TikTok, the TikTok was World News Today, and the guy opened up, I'm curious about, he said that there was a country, was there an attack on a NATO country on February 7th or 8th?
Yes, there was. And that's listed here at the Old Sox Hole. That's what's being addressed. That's Mitchell's versus Nichols. That's the end of that. That's why they're trying to stop it. See, you're so good. That's why you're good to be Bertrand. You got your pulse. You got your finger on the pulse of what's really going on. Not bad.
You kind of put out that in code about what's going on with the TikToks in the private session.
Yeah.
As I recall.
It's here. Here with your ears, right here. There's a sensation if you can do it. Yep.
You got a question?
Four courtships.
Question you wanted to ask?
Four courtships.